to Pakistan now. Pakistan Army officials confirm some of their troops along the border fired at two U.S. helicopters operating under NATO command in the border region between Pakistan and Afghanistan. U.S. officials say those helicopters did not cross into Pakistan. We're joined by Karen DeYoung. She's senior diplomatic correspondent for The Washington Post. Karen, the context for this, of course, is this raid that U.S. forces conducted into Pakistan earlier this month, going after what Americans said were Taliban or al-Qaeda elements in there. Pakistan said 20 civilians were killed, and Pakistan was furious. And the military chief there said they're going to defend their territory. So I guess this is defending their territory in their view.
Well, you know, the Americans have not acknowledged that this raid took place, but it's been widely reported, and U.S. officials have spoken about it obliquely. This was a decision that was made by the president during the summer. I think it's important to say that the ones who conducted this raid that you spoke about early this month were troops under U.S. command, not troops under NATO command. NATO has said very forcefully troops under its command would not be allowed to cross the border. But it did provoke the Pakistanis to issue very strong statements saying that this had not been agreed and that they would give their troops orders to repel any foreign forces, as they put it, who came across the border.
Well, Secretary of Defense Robert Gates is saying that the U.S. will go on operating inside Pakistan if it feels that it needs to. So where do things stand here?
Well, you know, they've always had these kind of unspoken rules of engagement that the if the Americans are fired upon from within Pakistan, they could engage in hot pursuit across the border, or if they were chasing forces that fired on them inside Afghanistan who then ran over the border. The Pakistanis have never acknowledged that these rules exist. The Americans say, well, we think you have not acted forcefully enough against the extremists inside your borders, and therefore we are going to go get them ourselves when we think an opportunity presents itself. The president met with the Pakistani President Zardari this week in New York. There was nothing much was said after that meeting publicly about what they talked about. So it's really unclear where things stand right now. But certainly the Americans feel like they need to do things inside Pakistan that the Pakistanis aren't doing.
But this isn't just Pakistanis making statements for political consumption inside Pakistan. This is shooting at American soldiers and military aircraft.
That's true. That's why I think both recognize that they don't want to pass a point of no return, because, in fact, they do really need each other. But this is something that surely is going to test that understanding.
Karen DeYoung, senior diplomatic correspondent for The Washington Post. Karen, thank you.
Bye-bye.
And there's been a statement now from Pakistan's President Zardari at the UN. Those shots, he says, were meant as warnings. His troops fired flares, he says, not real bullets.